Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Pfizer and BioNTech are likely to seek emergency use approval from the US government for their COVID-19 vaccine on November 20th. Pfizer's partner BioNTech has announced that November 20th is when they intend to file for emergency use authorization at the FDA. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told a press conference on November 19th in Washington, reported the news agency AFP. This type of Food and Drug Administration authorization is temporary or conditional and is granted in response to an emergency situation such as a pandemic. The vaccine, jointly developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, is currently undergoing the Phase 3 trials. Serum Institute of India CEO Adar Poonawalla has said that the price of Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine will be around 500 to 600 rupees per dose for private players, adding that the shots would be priced at a maximum of 1,000 rupees for two necessary doses for the public. He also said that the government would be getting the COVID-19 vaccine at a far cheaper price. The government has sought views of the private sector healthcare chains and industry bodies on vaccinating India's 1.3 billion people against COVID-19, the illness caused by the novel coronavirus. The National Expert Group on Vaccine Administration for COVID-19, headed by Niti Aayog member Dr. V.K. Paul, reached out to industry bodies such as the Federation of Indian Chambers for Commerce and Industry, that's FICCI, and Confederation of Indian Industry, that's CII, and private hospital chains on funding models for coronavirus vaccination, according to reports. The expert group has sought comments on two issues: the funding model, if private sector chains are used to vaccinate the poor in cities and in rural areas, and the investment required once vaccines are made available in the open market. Haryana Health Minister and BJP leader Anil Vij, who had offered to be the first volunteer in the Phase 3 trials for Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine Covaxin, has been administered a trial dose on November 20th. The 67-year-old senior BJP leader was administered the dose under supervision of a team of doctors at the civil hospital in Ambala Cant. A significant number of Italians who want to be vaccinated against COVID-19 should have received their shots by next September, Italy's Special Commissioner for the Virus Emergency has said. Italy is set to receive 3.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine in the second half of January through the European Union's purchase program. That's enough to provide requisite two doses to 1.6 million of Italy's 60 million people, Special Commissioner has said. He also said that elderly Italians and individuals with the most risk of exposure would get the first priority. Almost a million people have taken an experimental COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese company Sinopharm. The firm said, although it has not yet provided any clear clinical evidence of efficacy. China has been giving experimental COVID-19 vaccines in the name of emergency use to people, including state employees, international students, and essential workers heading abroad since July. With that, let's move to all the updates from India. So far, India has recorded 90,04,365 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 1,32,162 deaths. A total of 84,28,409 people have recuperated from COVID-19 so far. And there are over 4.4 lakh active cases in the country as of date, which comprises of 4.93% of the total caseload, the data stated. The International Criminal Police Organization, commonly known as Interpol, has asked law enforcement agencies across the world to beware of the letters being contaminated with novel COVID-19 amid the pandemic. The agency has warned that letters contaminated with the virus, which causes COVID-19, could be sent to political leaders and individuals. In its latest guidance on law enforcement sent to 194 of its member nations, including India, Interpol has said that there have been instances of individuals spitting and coughing in the faces of law enforcement officers, health practitioners, and essential workers to intimidate them. In a move to contain COVID-19 spread in Ahmedabad city after a spike in cases, authorities have decided to impose a 57-hour-long weekend curfew from the night of November 20th. The curfew in Ahmedabad city will begin from November 20th at 9 p.m. and end on November 23rd at 6 a.m. During this complete curfew, only milk and medicine shops will remain open, said the Additional Chief Secretary of Gujarat. Due to the surge in COVID-19 cases in Mumbai, the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation or the BMC has decided that schools will remain closed until December 31st. The schools and junior colleges across Maharashtra, including Mumbai, were set to reopen for classes 9 to 12 from November 23rd. The schools that are planning to reopen next week will have to follow health, hygiene and other safety precautions before and after classes. Additionally, students will have to take written consent from parents to attend lectures as per guidance issued by the state government. Teachers will also have to take the RT-PCR tests. The BMC authorities may also consider restricting New Year celebrations in Mumbai if COVID-19 cases surge and a second wave in the city cannot be ruled out. A final decision on whether New Year celebration will be allowed in hotels and restaurants will be taken in December following a review. A door-to-door survey for identifying and testing people symptomatic for COVID-19 in containment and densely packed areas of Delhi has commenced today. Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain has told reporters that survey is aimed at identifying and testing symptomatic people living in containment zones and densely packed areas. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. According to the Johns Hopkins coronavirus tracker, the US still leads with the highest number of cases at 11 million, while India follows with 9 million cases. This is followed by Brazil with 5.9 million cases. A World Health Organization panel has said that Gilead's drug, Remdesivir, is not recommended for patients hospitalized with COVID-19, regardless of how ill they are, as there is no evidence that it improves the survival or reduces the need for ventilation. The panel found lack of evidence that Remdesivir improved outcomes that matter to patients, such as reduced mortality, need for mechanical ventilation, time to clinical improvement, and others. The advice is another setback for the drug, which grabbed worldwide attention as a potentially effective treatment for COVID-19 in the summer after early trials showed promise. South Australia's 6-day circuit breaker lockdown will be cut short because of a pizza parlor worker who misled contact tracers about how he contacted the virus. Premier Stephen Marshall indicated that tough lockdown for the state's almost 2 million people would end late on November 21st, at least 2 days earlier, as planned. Marshall said that the man who claimed that he was a customer at the pizza parlor hotspot, leading authorities to believe the strain was virulent enough to be transmitted via a takeaway box, in fact, worked there. One of the close contacts linked to the Woodville Pizza Bar deliberately misled our contact tracing team, said Marshall. Their story didn't add up. We pursued them. We know now they lied. Sweden's health industry has said the number of people who worked at the mink industry have tested positive for novel coronavirus. Authorities are analyzing virus from the infected people and from infected minks to see if there is a link between the strains, the health agency has said in a statement. Some Russian hospitals are experiencing serious shortages of drugs used to treat COVID-19 and cannot restock because of panic buying, high demand and problems with a new labeling system. Doctors in over a dozen regions face big shortages of antibiotics, antiviral drugs and other medicines used to treat COVID-19. Although the genetic material of the novel coronavirus may still be detected in the respiratory or stool samples of COVID-19 patients for several weeks, no infectious virus particle was found beyond 9 days of the symptom onset, a new study has said. The research published in the Lancet Microbe Journal noted that people with a SARS-CoV-2 virus infection are most likely to be highly infectious from symptom onset and then the following 5 days. According to the researchers, majority of viral transmission events occur very early, especially within the first 5 days after symptom onset, indicating the importance of self-isolation immediately after symptoms start. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.